Good morning and hello everybody. Welcome aboard American English Express. And this is Oliver. 各位好，欢迎搭乘美语早班车。Climate change, 气候变化呢，可以说是老生常谈的一个话题，尤其是这两年，我相信大家对这个气候的这种 extreme weather condition, 极端的这种气候特征呢，可以说是有了更加深刻的体会。那么最近呢，中国日报呢是做了一项民调，那里边有讲到说关于地球的气候呢是将抵达临界点这么一个程度了。那具体是怎么回事，今天的美语早班车 Oliver 带着大家一起来了解一下和气候所相关的一些最新动态。首先呢，我们要跟大家提出一个概念，就是临界点。临界点呢，在英文中的描述叫 tipping point, tipping, T-I-P-P-I-N-G, tipping, 加上一个点 point, 两个单词。Tipping point, it's like the crisis stage in the process when a significant change takes place. 理解为转折点吧 ,OK? 或者比较详细的来去说这个临界点的概念呢，英文是这样示意的，说 The point at which the number of small changes over a period of time reaches a level where a further small change has a sudden and a very great effect on the system or leads to an idea suddenly spreading quickly among a large number of people. 它可以表示呢，就是一个个案积累啊，就是中程大的趋势形成一个这种引爆点或者爆发点，那我们也叫临界点，叫 tipping point。那么中国日报最近做的一个民调上面呢，去说到地球的气候变化，上面说 Well, you know, some 73% of people now believe that Earth's climate is approaching abrupt and irreversible tipping points due to human activity, according to a global opinion poll. 那这是一项全球的民意调查呢，说大约 73% 的受访者认为呢，人类活动正将地球气候推向严峻和不可逆转的临界点。我们刚才说到了临界点这个概念 tipping point, 那么英文中有另外一个特别重要的词，就是我们说到不可逆转的。不可逆转的这个形容词叫 irreversible, irreversible, 它来自于本身的逆转 reverse, R-E-V-E-R-S-E 的一个变体 irreversible, that spells I-irreversible, irreversible. So something is irreversible that cannot be changed back to what it was before. 就是这种无法复原的、不能倒转的一层意思。比如我们说不可逆转的变化、不可逆转的衰落、不可撤回的决定，就可以说 not irreversible change, not irreversible decline, or not irreversible decision.所以这是大家对这个不可逆转的这个词要了解。另外我们说到一个民调或者说民意调查，在英文中使用的词叫 poll, P-O-L-L, poll. Poll is the process of questioning people who are representative of a larger group in order to get information about the general opinion, 可以表示民意测验或者说民意调查。Well, the survey showed that more than half of respondents in G20 nations feel very or extremely concerned about the state of the planet. 当然调查显示呢，在 G20 国家中有超过一半的受访者呢，对地球的现状是感到非常或者说极其的担忧。我们说的感到非常或极其担忧呢，叫 you feel very or extremely concerned.About something, 所以特别是我相信我们周遭的很多的朋友对这个气候的变化，对我们生活带来的影响，大家还是特别的关注。So scientists are increasingly concerned that some feedback loops in nature, such as irreversible melting of ice sheets or permafrost, may be close to being triggered as mankind's carbon emissions show no sign ofslowing. 那么科学家们其实越来越担心，由于人类碳排放依旧没有放缓的迹象，这种自然界的反击行为也将接踵而至，比如像冰原或者说永久冻土的不可逆转的融化。 我们这里边讲到了两个特别重要的名词，一个我们说 ice sheet， ice sheet， ice 就是冰， sheet S-H-E-E-T 它表示一层，或者说像我们说一这个纸张的时候说 a sheet of paper 就是一叠纸。 So ice sheet is a layer of ice that covers a large area of land for a long period of time。 这个 ice sheet 表示为冰原或者冰盖，就一直以来呢是由冰所覆盖的一大块的土地叫 ice sheet。 另外呢，特别在极地地区，大家能见到一个叫 permafrost。 permafrost 它是由 permanent 和 frost 构成的， permafrost P-E-R-M-A-F-R-O-S-T。Permafrost 是我们所说的永冻层，或者说永冻的土层， because permafrost is land that is permanently frozen to a great depth。 本身来讲呢，这个地带的地形呢，它就是永远的，特别是长期以来都是处于冰冻状态的。可是呢，由于人们对于 carbon emission 就是碳排放没有显现出任何放缓的迹象，所以说呢，那我们所讲的这种冰原呢，或者说永冻层，它的这种融化呢，就是 irreversible 不可逆转的。所以我们可以想象一下，现在的很多包括 glaciers 一些冰川的融化呢，其实让海平面就开始上涨，那当然给我们人类的生活就带来很大的一些这个不便或者甚至是灾难。 Well, the IPCC report warned that Earth is on course to be 1.5 centigrade hotter than pre-industrial times around 2030, a full decade earlier than it projected just 3 years ago. 联合国政府间气候变化专门委员会此前也发布的报告显示，到2030年前后，地球的气温将比工业化前高出 1.5 摄氏度，也是比三年前的预测提前了整整的十年。所以这些数字我们看的之后真的是觉得这是尤其是引起我们的担心啊。 OK， 在语言当中大家要了解一个 on course to do something 这个结构， course C-O-U-R-S-E， 这个 course 可以表示时间的一个进程。 on course to do it's like progressing or developing as planned, scheduled or expected to, you know, toward some anticipated action. 就是那种感觉正如所期待的那样子， on course to. 比如说这两个人从高中时候就开始约会了，所以呢他们两个一定会结婚的。 Those two have been dating since high school, so they're definitely on course to get married.所以 on course to do something 就是那种你预料之中的，也是你期待的将会发生的一个事情，这样一个短语 on course to do。 Well, the survey showed that people in developing nations were more likely to be willing to protect nature and the climate than those in richer countries。而且民调还发现呢，就是发展中国家其实比富裕的国家的人呢更愿意为保护自然和气候呢去贡献力量。我们知道英文当中说到这个更加愿意去做什么事情呢，就是 be willing to do something, but of course be more than willing to do 就是更加愿意去做某事。我们今天跟大家去讲了一个关于地球的气候接近到 tipping point 临界点这样一个事情，而且呢我们说的冰山的这种的或冰川的融化速度在不断的加剧，所以说让这种可能发生的很多灾难会提前的到来，也是希望这样的一个事情能够引起更多人的关注。 Alright, I guess that's what we have for today's show and also something I've done for this week。那也是本周 Oliver 为大家带来的美语早班车的一些内容。那明天开始，我们的其他老师会为大家带来另一方面的一些语言的学习知识。而今天节目最后送上一首歌曲 Waiting, and I can't wait to see you next week. 我们下周见。
business. Cause I'm the one who asked for the distance. But are you alone? Are you alright? And maybe you will judge me if I said that I hope you still love me. Feels like you don't. I'm scared that I'm right, right. I'll be happy for you if you say you're happier with someone else. I'll be honest with you. Just the thought of it hurts like hell.
This time you've been thinking I moved on, but you should know I waited for you. Even if I tried, I could never let you go. You should know I waited. I'm always waiting for you. Waiting for you.